On the streets of New York City, if you approach an unhoused New Yorker and ask if they need help, if they want to go to a shelter, they'll probably say no, the shelters aren't safe, that they feel safer on the streets and on the subways. While unhoused New Yorkers may feel safe riding the trains, Mayor Eric Adams says they are making our subways unsafe, that riders are deeply concerned.
Riding the train, seeing homelessness, seeing fights, seeing just a disruption. Who wants to start their day that way? Of that level of despair that's right in front of them as they enter a system just to get to their place of destination.
According to Adams, a lack of clarity is creating the conditions we're seeing in the subways, that a full recovery from COVID starts on our trains and our buses. He rolled out the city's new plan to address the problem of the unhoused, which invests in people, places, and policies.
We are not going to wait until someone shoves a person onto the tracks. We're being proactive. And we're going to engage New Yorkers who are unhoused or dealing with mental health crises. And our new neighborhood response units, staffed by clinicians and peers, will address high need communities. We know where they are. There's one case where a woman has been living under a stairway in the system for months. It's just not acceptable. Not under my administration. That is not dignity. That is disgusting. And that's not who we are as a city.
Adams says starting next week, New Yorkers will see the teams in action. New York City's incoming health commissioner is Dr. Ashwan Bisan.
This is the start of a long-term process. We're putting a stake in the ground for the future, to turn the page, to take a fresh look at one of the most complex and challenging health and social problems that we face as a city and a nation. But remember, this is not just about solving a quote-unquote problem. This is about proactively reaching out to support our brothers, our sisters, our friends, and our neighbors, our fellow New Yorkers, members of my family. I have had and have lost loved ones to the effects of severe mental illness and substance use issues. And this work is deeply personal and meaningful to me. And I'm sure many, if not all of you, know someone struggling with unmet mental health needs, sometimes severe and disabling, that risks descent into crisis, but for care, support, and connection.
Dr. Bisan says we must elevate the humanity of those experiencing mental illness by meeting them where they are, with the services they need, addressing the challenges they face at the time they need it. He says their first step will be to invest in more outreach to increase contact and access points for people experiencing mental health problems and the lack of housing.
We will accomplish what New Yorkers deserve, and that is a safe ride on our subway system, at the same time recognizing the very real humanitarian crisis that has been unfolding before our eyes for far too long. Individuals who deserve better as well.
New York State Governor Kathy Hochul is cementing her partnership with New York City. She says while the infection rate in New York is 2.5%, subway ridership is 3 million instead of the pre-pandemic 6 million riders. She says for New Yorkers to go back to their offices, they need to feel safe riding the transit system. She's offering help and incentives to the city and to the hospital and psychiatric healthcare systems. This includes annual investments, $27.5 million to increase funding for inpatient psychiatric beds, $9 million to recruit psychiatrists and psychiatric nurse practitioners, as well as student loan forgiveness to attract medical workers, and $12.5 million for 500 additional supportive housing beds to house people experiencing homelessness in their communities. At his news conference, Mayor Eric Adams holds up a flyer and says there are rules. No sleeping on the train, no more smoking, no barbecue on the train. Those days are over. Ride and get off at your destination. Adams says this is not about arresting people, it's about arresting a problem. But jumping the turnstile, He says that's a big mistake not to enforce fare evasion.
It sends the wrong message that someone is not going to pay their fare, and it does not create the environment that we need. And when I meet with the DAs, I'm going to share that with them. We are now doing periodic meetings so we can stay aligned. Some people say, well, you know, you are criminalizing poverty. No, you're not. There are methods that are in place. If you can't pay your fare, there's a method you can go to the token booth clerk and communicate that. But you just cannot say you're going to allow people to not pay their fare. And that's why we put money in the fares.
And under what circumstances will New Yorkers be forcibly removed from the subway?
If they are extremely dangerous to themselves, if they're dangerous to others, if they clearly cannot take care of themselves, if they are violating the rules of the system and they're not correcting those violations, we are going to use the power of ejecting them from the system.
If you're experiencing mental health challenges or if you know a friend or a loved one who is exhibiting concerning behavior, Adams and his administration says reach out to NYC Well, the city's free 24/7 helpline, available in 200 languages. Text WELL, W-E-L-L, to 65173 or call 1-888-NYC-WELL. Again, that's 1-888-NYC-WELL. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.